This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $20 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code GWN639. Misfit smartwatches and fitness trackers. Smartwatches packed with powerfully smart features. Get 50% off one item with code ButcherBox. Get grass-fed meats delivered to your house. Get $10 off with code MMA Nuts. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN.
Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 347.
347!
My name is Inga Weigold.
Back to the MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Not much, Matt. It's coming up hot.
Coming
up hot! UFC 214!
Card of the year!
Actually, it was
King of the North!
It was actually pretty solid. This card delivered, for the most part.
Yes!
On what it promised. Perhaps with exception of one or two things. But overall, what was your take on the event?
From pretty good.
Five, six, seven?
It's a solid seven.
Seven?
Okay. One fight, took it all the way down.
It did. But I'm going to say, I'm going to go more like 7.58. I think it was up there for me.
Okay.
It was one fight in particular, but I had a feeling that was going to happen anyways. So, speaking, of course, of the Woodley, Damien Maia fight.
Yes. I guess.
But overall, the card was solid. It started with a bang. So, do you want to start at the top of the bottom, Matt?
Let's start at the bottom, then.
All right,
we'll work our way up to the crescendo.
Yes, we had Volkan Ozdemir.
Yeah.
Defeating Jimmy Manoa via Hulk smash, ogre style, catches him with a nasty, was it an uppercut? No, a hook.
Well, he went hook, uppercut, plows him over, smash, 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 you know, done. And before the fight, I like looking at the fighters and how they walk out and who's fucking Jimmy Manoa, Smiley McGee. Like, anytime a guy's smiley, he's not focused. Mm-hmm. Said, oh, this isn't going to bode well, and sure as shit. He gets KO'd, and then they interview Volkan. It's like, I don't know what's happening with my hands. It's dynamite. Like, oh, shit.
I like it.
And he's ranked number four, I think, right?
Yeah.
And he just beat Manoa, who I think was ranked number three in the who's who of UFC heavyweight division.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. Do you think the smiley thing is nerves? It's like, do you think they smile because they're nervous and scared a bit? Is that like a uncontrollable kind of a?
To me, it shows lack of focus. So when we talk about each fight, I'll talk about what each person.
Is that a bug?
No, it's just the hair.
Oh.
What each person looked like before they came out.
Okay.
So I don't have anything else for that.
Not me neither. Let's get into Robbie Lawler, Donald Cerrone. I know where you're going with this. Talk to me.
Donald Cerrone, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, he was very happy.
Walking out.
High-fiving everybody.
They went touchy-touchy. Uh-huh. And then Robbie Lawler is like, fuck your hand, touch. And mauls him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great, great strategy. Attack Donald Cerrone, who typically starts slow in the first round.
Yeah.
Mauls him in the first round.
Yep.
In the second round, Lawler takes the whole second round off. Mm-hmm. Cerrone's working his game. And then the third round, it's debatable who won. I mean, it was 1-1 going into the third. I thought Lawler did enough to win the third round. I thought that was the right decision.
Yeah, judges had a 29-28 across the board.
I just don't know for Cerrone, like, what's the game plan? Like, why are you going to play boxing? And we saw this in a couple fights, and we'll talk about the John Jones, too. Why are you letting these guys in boxing range when you can push kick all day? All day, yeah. Push kicks. To keep it in kickboxing range.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I felt like Cerrone, you know, for some reason, and I don't know if it's just my weird view on the whole thing, but he looked smaller. He looked less menacing in this fight. I felt like, I remember when he came in this weight division, like, he was solid and looking good. But I feel like something was off with him. Like, I don't know if he's got too many fights on his
He's like, is that why he's smiley? He's like taking a few too many?
I don't know what the deal is. And he didn't. Rogan brought it up. Like, he was in a bad accident at some point, right? Had some gut problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that if they wonder, because he took some shots to the midsection, wondering if that's made him vulnerable now to the body shots and things, and because now he's had like some shit removed, like his guts were hanging out. So I don't know, like, Cerrone, it's weird. He's such a he's like a head case when it comes to big fights. It's really hard for me to watch that because I think if we go back and look at it, most likely every fight he's had like a major chance to kind of make some headway towards the belt, he comes out like that, all smiley and weird, happy. But then other fights, he's real serious and you know, I don't know what to do with the guy. He needs like a head shrink or something. I think he might have had one for a while. I don't know if that was working, but I don't know. I feel bad for him. I love Cerrone, but it's sad.
I don't know what to do with the guy because 170 is right weight division for him.
It is.
I don't want to see him go back to 55.
Nope.
And I don't know who he fights next because I look at the matchups and he should probably be fighting someone in the lower tier, maybe not even top 10, maybe top 15.
Okay.
And for Lawler, what do you do with him?
Yeah, Robbie's in a tough spot.
Do you throw him back in a title shot against Woodley?
What about Cerrone and Damian Maia? That might work out. You like that one? Did they do that yet? No.
No. That could work. Damian said he still wants to fight.
Yeah, I can see that.
If you want tough dudes, and Cerrone won't be afraid to go to the ground like other people.
I'd like to see that, actually. I mean,
all right, let's do that.
I'm a big fan of that. You know, why not?
Sure. Well, let's move right along. Chris Cyborg, Donya Avenger! He was trying to jinx a fight right off the bat.
Oh, he was ready to kill me.
Like,
he's like, if she
stop.
Loses, I'm going to kill you. I'm like,
I will
you
beat
calm
your
down,
ass.
Dude.
Stop jinxing the woman. Okay.
It's going to be all right. He got very serious. Like, it was fun until I said she might lose. And he's like, oh, yeah? I'm kicking your ass if she loses. Like, hey, easy.
And then easy. Our other friend, Marilyn, saying, Cyborg, I think she's gay. I think she's gay. Like, she's, I don't know what the polite way to say this, but she breaks dicks, lady. She's a dick breaker. She's not gay. Yeah. The other chick she's fighting
just
is soccer mom Evinger here.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to give Evinger credit. She took the fight on short notice.
Yes.
She's not the best physically looking woman. She probably needs to be down a weight class.
Yeah, well, she was the 135-pound Invicta champ coming up on short notice to fight Cyborg. So credit to her for that.
She's got a lot of freaking ability to take some punishment, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and Cyborg said she wanted to get some work in. So she was kind of trying to demonstrate her skills, not just like mauling someone.
She said that in a post-fight interview. She's finally calmed down, right?
Yeah. And then she said, people think I just throw punches, and if I'm lucky, I kill girls. No, that's not her. She really had to pace it out.
Yeah.
So, you know, Cyborg's contract's up in October, and I almost feel like the UFC doesn't deserve the Cyborg.
You
I feel like
so?
She should go somewhere else. And I know that Dana White was talking about Holly Holm. Would you be interested, if she stays in the UFC, a Holly Holm Cyborg match?
I would like to see that. Well, do you think Holm will take that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Holm's got enough skill to potentially make that a fight. I think her stand-up is technical enough. Now, the power difference is obviously huge, but Holm's not a small girl, so she might have a chance here if she uses effective technique to keep the Cyborg at distance with the push kick.
That's right.
Right?
That's the theme of the night.
The distance.
Push kick.
The distance. Keep her from mauling your ass. I don't know. I mean, what else are you going to do?
It's either that or if Kat Zingano wants to move up.
Yeah.
I look at the UFC, I'm like, man, how did they drop the ball with Cyborg? They could have made this her a champion so long ago. I mean, you had her, this is what, her third fight. The first two you did at 140 pounds. They could have easily done her first fight in the UFC at 145 for a title. And at that time, you could have still had, you know, Cyborg versus Ronda Rousey. You know, Cyborg's a 145-pound champ. Rousey's the 135. Let's do the super fight. Instead, we just fucking blew it. We fucking blew that whole opportunity.
I have a theory. She needed time to get off the sauce.
Who?
The Cyborg.
But she's been in the USADA drug testing the whole time.
Oh, I don't know. Sketchy.
No, but they ruined that fight. That fight will never happen. And Cyborg would have smashed her.
Yeah, that's what he really wants to see.
it's part of the... The bully that needs—it's kind of like that Angela McGanna chick. Like Ronda was doing the same thing, if not more, to Cyborg.
True.
And then, well, here's your opportunity.
Yeah, she wanted no part of that, though.
Right.
No, thank you.
Or I'd be open to a Ronda Rousey Cyborg fight at 145 for the belt if Rousey wants to come back and test herself.
She's not doing that.
Come on, test yourself.
If Jermaine the Randomie destroys her, Cyborg is going to have her for breakfast. You know, no chance.
Amanda Nunes. You mean?
Oh, Amanda Nunes.
Yes.
My bad.
That's all right.
I had Jermaine to random me on the brain because of the... Okay, yeah. Thank you
for
correcting me.
Anything else about that fight? Let's get into the big one. Go ahead. What's next?
Well, let's talk about Tyron Woodley and Damian Maia.
This was my prediction for Fight of the Night. I was the opposite, and we had what? In my book, it's top five most boring fights I've ever seen. I want to say they set the record for the least amount of strikes thrown or landed. It was something ridiculous.
Woodley didn't do anything. He just tried to avoid Damian's
takedowns. I mean, this isn't the ultimate takedown defending championship?
No. And I mean, okay, there's something to be said for sure for Damian just spamming fucking takedowns for all those rounds.
23,
it's ridiculous. I mean, he did try, okay? I mean, it would have been nice had he tried to do something else. But at the same time, it's like, man, I mean, he's just spamming takedowns all day. And I think the key of the fight there was in that first takedown attempt, something weird happened. Like,
well, he got hit with an uppercut.
It was an uppercut that didn't look flush, but, man, his fucking eye got so big. And I think maybe that had changed the momentum of the fight a little bit initially. But Woodley, very good with the takedown defense. Very elusive, slinky.
I think
he was greasing. You should check that man's legs.
Really grabbing the fence. And how about Herb Dean? Gives him a warning the first time he grabs the fence. Then the second time, he tells him, you know, you grab the fence again, I'm taking a point.
Uh-huh.
Next time he grabs the fence, Herb Dean is right there, witnesses it, doesn't take the point off. I think we either need to, it either needs to be all or nothing with this fence grabbing. So we either need to say, you grab the fence, we take a point, period. It's like, I think we equated this to football, right? If you're offsides, that's a penalty, we throw a flag.
Yep.
Fucking same thing in MMA. You're losing a point right off the bat because that literally is what Damian needs to win the fight. If he doesn't get the takedown, he's got no chance to win.
Yeah.
And it is worth the point. So the other thing is, or you let him grab the fence. So we either need to go all the way one way or all the way the other.
I got a solution. If somebody's trying to take you down and you grab the fence, you get put on your back and they get put in top position, either in side control or half guard.
Do they lose a point too, or do you just get position?
I think you just lose your position. I think
I'd be okay with that.
It's assumed that you would have been taken down and you get to be put. They can pick whatever the default position is. Put you on your back, start there. Because if it's, I think in both situations, especially the second one, he was getting put. There was like the two times he was going to get taken down.
Both times.
Which is he knew that, which is why he grabbed the fence. The other times he got out. But those two, all it takes is once. Damian to get on top of him
exactly.
Enough. What happens then?
Right.
He never gets back up again, most likely. Yeah. So, I say do that.
I'm with you with there. Yeah. I like that idea.
Because a point is a little harsh, because it can happen. You know, I don't know. But the point, I mean, multiple times take a point, but then on the first one, maybe you
just
get
take position. I like that.
Take position.
That's better. Because then you can, because at the end of the day, I want to see it play out. Right. Like, I want to see Maya's grappling against Woodley's grappling defense.
Yep.
Not, like, what could have, would have, should have happened, you know?
Yeah. Too bad for Maia, too, because he just keeps, I mean, this is what happened with Anderson Silva.
Same thing. Like, people don't want to engage. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know who I blame for one of the most boring fights in MMA history?
I know.
Brendan Schaub. It's 100% Brendan Schaub's fault.
Is it his fault?
It's the Schaub shutdown. Okay. Remember when we had that Metamoris match?
Oh, yeah.
And what did he do? Hey, I'm not going to engage. Look Nothing. At me. I just shut you down. I'm the best jiu-jitsu player ever. Right? So now you have Tyron Woodley. He not only does he do the same fucking thing against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, so I want to negate his striking, so I'm going to fight boring in two fights against him. And then against Maia, I'm just going to defend takedowns the whole fight and not be aggressive, not try to finish the guy. That's the problem I had. I felt that Woodley could have finished this fight at any point.
Yep.
And he chose not to.
He was afraid. He didn't want to get too close. He would jump in and jump right back out. He's like, I don't want to be that close to him. Because he knows if he gets put on his back, it's a big problem. So, I mean, I get it. from the standpoint of he wants to, I mean, there's a big pay difference in champ money and not champ money. At the same time, you get, what is it, who was it that, man, my brain ain't working right now. So you gotta, your style is important in winning the fans. You can't
Eddie
just,
Alvarez.
Thank you. Yeah, I was like, Italian guy, short guy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Got you.
Perfect. Your brain is like working well.
I'm fire.
Mine's fucked up. I need help. Can you help me with that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Yeah, but he said the same thing. And Woodley, I think, is not getting that.
He doesn't
that.
Care. That's I think that's a bigger problem is that he has no regard for the fans. He didn't always fight like that. It's just since he became champion, it's like, I need to do whatever I need to do to win the fight. It's game plan over everything. And you can't be like that. So perfect example is winner of this fight is supposed to fight GSP. Uh-huh. Not happening now.
Nope.
Because your fucking game plan was so boring that Dana White said, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
You don't get rewarded with this fight for putting on a fight where you're not fighting. That's the problem. Right. Game plan the shit out of the fight and you're not fighting.
Yeah.
It's really hard to watch another Woodley fight. I don't want to pay for that shit. I just don't get it. Like, why is that belt so important to you over everything?
The monies, man.
But test yourself. What are you proving? Oh, you didn't get taken down. Big fucking deal. Big fucking deal. Try to finish the guy. That's what should be the goal of the fight. Mm-hmm. Finish your opponent.
I agree with you. Can't argue that logic, Matt.
Well, we'll see what happens with him. I mean, he's going to... Might as well put him on UFC 215 with fucking Demetrius Johnson and...
Oh, wow.
Give him some of that pay-per-view cut.
There you go. Shall we talk about the main event?
Well, I still have some other thoughts on this fight.
Okay.
Before we move on. And what's with the stupid beard on Woodley, too? Remember, he had that, like, patch where it doesn't connect?
It's a thing, Matt. It's all the
rage. Is it a thing? Do I need to start trimming mine down lower?
Maybe.
The bald head?
Maybe you should.
Mm.
It's a thing. I feel like you could rock that. You can do the, like, little... You can put the lines in it through your beard.
True.
You know what I mean? You've seen that?
Something like that. Quit in my eyebrows, like, no ice.
Oh, yeah.
And how about the crowd chanting, boring?
Yeah.
They all had their cell phones out and they're doing weird shit.
Weird. I've never seen that.
Post it out. Like, they're going to probably ban cell phones after this because I was getting a little disoriented.
What was the cell? I don't get the cell phone business, though.
I don't know. Like, I guess one person just started doing it and then someone else on the other side of the arena started doing it. And everybody started doing, like, weird circles with their phones and then it made everything look
it was weird. Yeah.
I think they were doing the wave at one point during the
They were
fight.
Bored. Like,
hell yeah. Like, what happened?
So, something fun.
For Woodley, is the next thing for him to retire as the greatest welterweight of all time?
He says he's the greatest.
Can't deny the man.
Nope.
He's got three title defenses?
He really knows how to win over the crowd. That's for sure.
That's what you want. He's so charismatic.
Are you not entertained?
I think not so much.
That'll be sweet. Mm. I was just thinking about this right this second. I'm like, dude, what if this dude is playing us and he's just going to go full heel on everybody and just start destroying people, coming out guns blazing, everybody, just like goes completely nuts. That'd be awesome.
It would be.
It's not gonna happen.
Like he used to. Like they show all his highlights. It's like him blasting people into oblivion.
Oh, he can do it. He's got a lot of athletic.
Just refuses to do it.
Power and striking. But yeah, well.
It's unfortunate. So, and I don't know, maybe that's that Lawler fight. Who knows what's next. And then for Maya, he was saying, well, they just approved like 165 and 175 pound divisions. You'd be open to going to one of those. But then Dana White said, I am not adding any more weight classes. Weight classes are what they are. Like, that kind of sucks. Especially, like, I would like to see the 55, a 65, a 75, an 85.
It'd make more sense.
Yeah. So you don't have guys that get to go 155 and 170 and 170 to 185. Close that gap a little. I think that's all I got. All right.
John Jones, Daniel Cormier.
Let's talk about press conference, John Jones. Very calm.
Yes.
Very different this time around. Seemed a little less animosity from the Jones side towards the Cormier side. Mm-hmm. Almost like he had some respect for him going into the fight.
Maybe.
And he comes out, he's awfully smiley.
Jones was smiley.
Which I thought was okay because his smile was a focused smile.
Was
like
it?
I'm back.
How can you tell the difference?
I'm home again. There's a flow, a feeling to it.
Huh.
It's not like, oh, I'm under the big lights, yay. It's, I'm home again. And okay. Even like some of the stuff said to Jones in the corner, like, you're home again. You found your waterfall. You're like, just relax, you know, breathe. Yeah. But, you know, throughout the fight, what do we have happening? Jones not using his 1 foot reach advantage over Cormier, letting Cormier get in.
Brawl with him, it's a sense. And Cormier was doing a good job in the second round, getting him to, like, come on, he's getting all crazy. He's getting Jones hyped up to the point where when he went into the corner after the second round, and this is why I love Greg Jackson, he was like, John, he's like, sick, take a breather. You feel that heart? That's your heart going crazy. Slow that heart rate down. He's like talking to him. He's like, here, have some water. He puts it in his hand. He's like, calm. And he looks over to the other, I think Keith pointed it out. He looks over to whoever the trainer, whoever was giving him instructions, says, go ahead. And now John's focused and relaxed. Mm-hmm. He's listening to instructions. They got a good thing going in that corner, and he knows John very well. He was crazy. He was hyped up and letting Cormier just run the show on him. And in the process, he was getting a little bit tagged up because Cormier's got those little freaking, like, Toy Story dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like, those little arms.
The T-Rex arms. Yeah.
He's tiny.
Well, I don't know if that was part of the game plan because, you know, Jones was saying he didn't want to throw any head kicks because he was just waiting for the right time to throw it because he knew that Daniel likes to duck down to, like, that one side, and that's why I think Jones is fighting southpaw a lot, and that's why he started to fight southpaw, so that he could throw that left head kick up and get full power on it. Mm-hmm. So maybe that was it. Like, let him think it's a boxing match, then you don't know. We're in fucking MMA world. Take that shin, then I think he got another left hand, and then he does, like, that leg sweep on him, completely off balance. Mm-hmm. Fucking blast him, like, four times. He's out on, like, punch one of the onslaught. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it was an early stoppage.
Early stoppage.
I think the man should keep fighting.
They let him eat about 3 or 4 shots too many at least.
Unnecessary with Big blows, John could,
but
you
I get it, it's a title fight. There was a lot of beef. He was giving him a chance to recover, but Cormier took at least 3 or 4 extra shots, at least, if not 4 or 5. When you're face down and ass up, you're no longer defending
yourself.
And
convulsing?
Yourself. Yeah, it's not good.
Like, he was convulsing, like, it looked like he had a seizure.
Yes.
Ah, that's a problem.
I really liked what they did in the corner. I'm going to keep going back to this. Because I think Greg was telling him, too, like, remember, he's like, you know what to do. Like, run your game plan. Like, what, you know, don't play his game. And sure enough, comes out in the third round and just very patient. Was that the first kick he threw, too? First high kick? I think it was.
I don't think he threw any other ones. He was doing oblique ones a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, messing with DC here and there. But I don't, you know, I saw a different DC in this fight than the first time around. So it's kind of a...
What, an old man?
No, I did. I thought he changed...
A crybaby?
No. I know, you're going to go
I'll save that.
He changed his game plan enough to where he made it a different fight, which is what I liked. But at the same time, the outcome was actually more decisive. And even he said after, he's like, there is no rivalry. He beat me twice. But what are your thoughts about Cormier... And his very emotional reaction to what happened. Like, I know that we were watching here and people were kind of... I mean, how do you feel about this?
Well, it shows the thrill of victory where you have John, who's crying for winning, and super respectful to Cormier, giving him a lot of props, goes over, gives him a kiss, whatever, shakes the hands of a corner, and then to Cormier, who's crying like a little baby. Mm-hmm. I used to cry, too, in baseball. I was 8 years old.
They're still crying in baseball.
No, but I would strike out. I'd cry. I was a kid. Then I learned you don't get sad. You get mad. You let that fuel that. So I don't understand. And I was laughing my ass off, and I know it's terrible. And so was one of our other friends. We're like, what the fuck is wrong? You're a 38-year-old grown-ass man crying because you lost a fight.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is he destroyed because now he realizes he was never a champ? He was never the legitimate champion.
That's a great question. I think there's probably a lot of stuff going through his head. I think there's an emotional part of being knocked out, for sure. I think you from everything I know about it, you come back and you have it's an emotional response to being KO'd. But then you realize it's over. You've done all this stuff. John beat you again. Talked all this trash, everything else. And then you probably go, well, wait a second. Like, all my doubts about myself are true. I can't beat this guy. I never was the champ. Like, this is all bullshit. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, and as he's concussed, walking around, you know, doing whatever he's doing, and even gave Big John, I think he was giving Big John a hard time.
He thought it was an early stoppage.
He's getting crazy with everybody. So, I mean, I feel like Joe Rogan's on the right path, too, with not interviewing dudes after. I feel if you're KO'd, there should be some other procedure to keep you safe from doing stupid shit, you know?
Yeah, why don't they let his corner in there right away to kind of, like, tell him, hey, this is what happened. Take a seat, relax. Instead, you got all these strangers, and he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. There's a good minute of him just stumbling around, trying to figure out where he is.
Yep.
You got to let the corner come in and... like, kind of control their fighter and situation so he has some friendly faces to look at.
Yep.
If I've just been knocked the fuck out, I don't want to be looking at all these security guards I don't know. I don't want to be looking at the ref. Sure as shit don't want to be looking at my opponent, like, kissing me on the head. I don't know what the fuck just happened, you know?
Maybe they should make a rule where if you get KO'd, you're not standing up there with the guy getting your arm raised. Like, you stay seated and chill.
I don't even know why we need to do that.
I mean, it's not a respecting
thing. Because if he's knocked out cold, he doesn't get up because he can't get up.
Right.
He's just out, and then they raise the other guy's hand. I don't think we really need both guys in there unless it's a decision, right?
Right.
It's a submission win or a knockout. We know who the fuck won.
Yep.
That's just the technicality at that point of just, okay, raise this guy's hand. So, we got all that going on. We get Jones get back on the mic after all that. He says, Brock Lesnar, you want to know what it's like to get your ass kicked by someone who weighs less than 40 pounds? Meet me in the octagon. Drops mic. What do we got going on here? We got a fight? Are we ready?
I think last night, and I still feel this way, I think there's a couple things happening. This is the McGregor insurance. Okay, Jones is going after that double title. I think, of course, he's going to fight Brock first, which is McGregor did the same thing, fucking around with Diaz and stuff for a little bit, to try to see about how's it going to look when I fight up in weight class. If he does this and looks okay, he can go one fight, he beats Brock Lesnar, he can go for the belt. There's no problem with that. So then he has now you got a guy with two belts that's not McGregor, and McGregor, like I said, probably won't come back, if he does. Now you got John Jones, who's larger than life, holds two belts. Boom, the UFC is fine for the next year or two unless he gets into problems again, personally. But
yeah, that's more than likely going to happen.
Yeah. So that's my theory. I think it's great. I don't know that. I mean, that fight is kind of weird to me. I mean, it is a huge weight difference and strength difference.
And Dana said it's probably not going to happen because I don't know why, but now Dana was saying they'd have to throw Brock into USADA drug testing for 6 months. Did they make a Brock Lesnar rule now? Because he only had to do a month before, and now he has to do six? I don't quite understand.
Yeah, maybe because he failed?
Maybe. I like that fight. I would like to see that.
It's crazy, man. It's totally crazy. It's such a crapshoot, because if Jones can keep Lesnar away and strike with him, he has a really good chance to win that fight, because Brock does not do very well with the stand-up.
I'd pick Jones all day.
But if Brock can get the takedown, I don't know. That's a lot of man on top of him.
Sure is. I like to see this fight.
He's a huge dude.
This is the David versus Goliath days.
Kind of, yeah.
You get that back.
Yeah.
The internet's mean, Ingo. They're posting all those Cormier crying face. Mm-hmm. It used to be the Jordan crying face. Now the people are trying to replace it with the Cormier crying face. Can't the man just cry? Can't people just leave him alone?
You said he's not allowed to.
I agree. I'm just posing the question.
I'm okay with him crying. I'm cool with it.
I'm not.
He's an emotional man. What are you going to do? He's sensitive. He's got feelings, man.
We all have feelings, I would rather you Forrest Griffin that shit and run out of the octagon.
Stuff him in there. Don't let those feelings
come
out.
Deep down inside. Swallow that shit for years. Right.
Until it builds and the anger comes
out.
That's
right.
You just want to kill everybody.
That's right. You gotta manifest it.
That's a man.
Manifest it into anger.
Okay, that's good. That's one way to go about it.
Yeah, it always is. And when we're talking about John Jones, when he's doing all his post-fight interviews, do you think he's being real and sincere at that point?
I'm wanting to believe he is. I know you looked at me last night, Alexi. He's like, what do you think? I don't know. I'm having a hard time buying it, but there are glimpses I see of like, wow, like maybe he has really changed. Like he's become a different person. And I want to believe that he has. I know that he's had a hard road and there's been a lot of stuff. And, people can change. I hope so. Because without a doubt, I think he's the greatest MMA fighter ever. I mean, right? It's hard to say that he's not, and especially if he keeps his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who can you put up there? McGregor? Okay, sure, he's in the picture, but Look at John. Look at how many people he's destroyed that are not out of their prime, that are you know, had belts at I mean, he's freaking choked Machida unconscious and left him for dead. It's like, bam, see you later. Shogun. I mean, he's beat everybody.
Yeah, I think he's on the list. I forgot there was one other fighter, but he's beat six current or former,
right,
you know, champions. And how about him being away for 2 years and coming back and then be able to beat the guy they decisioned last time? He comes back and he finishes him. 2 year layoff looked as good, if not better, than before.
Yeah.
Obviously not the striking defense he wanted to have. He took some shots, but finished Cormier. He wasn't able to do that the last time.
Yeah. You know, looking back on last night, I think, too, that his weird performance in the first parts of the, he was probably a lot of nerves involved in the parts of the fight and just didn't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't look 100% like John Jones. He looked more like the OSP John Jones than the John Jones that destroyed everybody. But this is a good way for him to kind of build that. I just hope he stops fucking around and really gets serious. Because I think he's in that neighborhood of where they're going to have a hard time fighting fights for him. That's why he wants to go to heavyweight. He's like, I already beat all these fools. Well,
he wants to make the money. And the if you go to heavyweight, the only person you can fight to make that money is the Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. Because they asked him, well, what about Stipe? He's like, he has, like, nobody knows who the guy is. He's like, no, I'm not being disrespectful, but really, guy walks around on the street, nobody knows who he is.
Right.
Yeah, he makes a good point. He's like, stylistically, I don't like that matchup for a way.
No, it's not good for him. This big, strong Eastern European guy that can knock you out.
Yeah.
Not good. But at 205, who's there is no big fight for him at 205 either.
No, because that division's so thin. Unless Rumble gets the itch to come back, that could be an interesting fight.
Yep.
We never got to see that one. I mean, out of anybody at 205, that would be the fight. Mm-hmm. I think it makes the sense.
He's busy making weed, man.
He might get the itch after the results of this fight. I haven't gotten an update on that. I don't know if he wants it, but he's not gonna stay away for too long.
Nah.
I think you gotta strike while that iron is hot, and Brock Lesnar is the iron right now. Mm-hmm. You gotta get it.
Yeah. I concur.
And next for Cormier, he's got to move up to heavyweight.
Yeah.
And I think we can't be at 205 anymore. If as long as John Jones is there, you're never going to get the belt.
But John's going to heavyweight. John's going to be in both divisions.
I know.
It's like
he's going to get him again at heavyweight.
It's a nightmare. Cormier's going to end up like jumping off a building.
Like sucking his thumb. It'll all work out.
You think they'll be friends after this?
John has no problem being friends. Sure. It's Cormier.
He holds a lot of hate.
A lot of hate. But if Cormier moves up, who did I write down for him? Oh, how about a little Cormier versus Overeem?
Oh, I like it.
Mr. I don't want to engage in a fight. Well, Daniel Cormier will make you engage.
Uh-huh. I think you could throw him around pretty good.
I know he will.
That'd be nice.
And then that could set up, you know, your true contender if Cormier could win to fight Miocic.
Okay.
We gotta mix things up.
Oh,
I don't think
he gets
Cormier
a heavyweight
can stay.
Belt and John beats his ass at heavyweight for the title.
Well, then you set up a super fight, like, oh, bitch. God. All right, beat you twice. I'm gonna go up at heavyweight and take your belt. John, don't do it.
Come on, John. Don't take my belt, please.
You think I'm just gonna sit here and let you come up and take my belt again?
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's
unfortunate.
I find it weird. Like, I wonder, these guys, like, who have this kind of weird rivalry, when they 5 or 10 years go by, do they look back and they go like, wow, we were a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, like, I'm sure.
It's like, look how
stupid. But they might be so retarded by that point from all the blows that they've absorbed that. They may be even closer, because you look at, like, Mike Tyson, you know, and he can be buddy-buddy with Evander Holyfield, the man who he bit part of his ear off.
Yeah, but Evander's, like, not all there either.
Yeah.
He's a little punch drunk.
A few more you need to, then they're all buddy buddy. Kind of like when you get the ice cream sandwich smashed in your head. You're just happy you got the sandwich. You go, fuck it, smash it.
I love ice cream. It's so good.
It's all about the simple thing.
I'm going to hell.
The simple things.
Okay.
The buy rate, I forgot to mention this. Dana White said this one was trending to be over 1 million pay-per-view buys. Do you believe that to be true?
I told you I thought it was going to be pretty big.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that big, but that's, yeah. And there's a big, they had a huge salary. I had Cormier made $1 million.
Yeah, Cormier was $1 million. Jones was $500,000.
No win bonus.
Woodley was what?
Woodley made
two. Was he at two?
No, $500,000. Woodley made $500,000. Wow.
Grand. Yeah, and Maya made $110,000. That's fair.
Totally. Cyborg made $200,000.
Yep.
Evinger.
And then who was that other guy? The Voltron.
Volkan Ozdemir got $110,000, which includes a $30,000 win bonus.
So he gets the same amount as Damian Maya. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damian's had about 1 million fights in UFC.
Yep. Even Ricardo Lamas made $106,000.
Oh. So some people are getting paid.
Somewhat. That's still not a lot of money.
No, but I mean, it's more than you would expect some of these guys to get.
Yeah.
Especially the Volkan dude.
Yeah, yeah.
$100,000, three fights.
Nice money.
Fair.
I eat lots of borscht.
Okay.
If he's, I don't know if he's from Russia.
No, I think he's like Swedish or something.
Sweden. I ate lots of Swedish fish.
Norwayish.
Yeah.
Norwegian.
The sardines.
It's a red flag with a white plus on it.
The red herrings?
No.
Red flag with
Swedish?
A white plus.
I don't know.
That sounds like Sweden. Switzerland? Okay. Sweden? I don't know.
Ask the nuts. Which fighter would you rather be? Tyron Woodley or Mighty Mouse?
Oh my gosh. That's hard to say. At least I'd rather be Woodley. At least I'm not a midget.
Yeah. From the fan standpoint, I think I'd rather be a Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, they love Mighty
Mouse
more.
They at least like him a little bit more. All right. Tyron Woodley or John Fitch?
Oh, definitely John Fitch.
Agree. Tyron Woodley or CM Punk?
CM Punk.
I know. I don't ever want to be with Tyron.
I don't like Tyron Woodley.
Is Tyron Woodley the greatest welterweight of all time, as he puts it?
No. He's high.
It's exactly. It's fucking disrespectful. You got Matt Hughes. You got GSP. I think GSP was what? 25-2 with 12 title defenses. Matt Hughes was 45-9. He's got 7 title defenses. You're not even within sniffing distance of either of those gentlemen.
He's high.
And who's a... Fuck, I don't know which fighter I want to watch more. GSP or Tyron Woodley? Fight. I'd rather watch a GSP fight, and that's not saying much.
You don't like
he
GSP.
Wasn't the most interesting of fighters.
No, I wasn't.
Because he turned into Johnny, jab your face off, mm-hmm. take you down. Arlovsky versus Fedor now. Who wins? As Scott Coker was saying, he'd be interested in booking that fight, by the way.
Arlovsky will lose again.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
I think he's lost more than Fedor has at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, the Fedor will not
Fedor's
knock him
still
out.
Got the power. I think Arlovsky lost his chin 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Mason asks, would you rather see Jones fight Gustafsson, Miocic, or Lesnar next?
Lesnar.
And I agree. And do you think DC should retire or move up to heavyweight?
I think we just said.
Yeah.
Should move up.
Move up. And why couldn't he commentate? I had a problem. Like, what a bitch, this guy. He could have been there commentating UFC 214 and then go in and fight.
What? Are you crazy?
Why not?
I don't know, because he's got to prepare and shit.
I don't know.
He can't switch roles.
I just hate Cruz and fucking...
Yeah.
The awkwardness between him and
Cruz,
Rogan.
It's so
it's like
weird.
Rogan has to play beta when Cruz is on the broadcast.
And, I mean, multiple times, not just when I pointed it out, but Cruz would say something, he'd be talking, and he'd look at the camera and like give this big shit-eating grin like... Yeah, what I just said was awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know if so it's like smug. A weird smile like he just has when he sees the camera, but I have a hard time with him when he's not up in the booth. Like if he's
his spot is at the desk, yeah. not at the cage.
Yep.
Hey, get your fucking 7-Eleven big gulp. Hey, Sean Anik. All my fucking big gulps, this guy.
Yeah.
Michael Brooks asks, as much as I don't like John Jones, I'm glad he won for two reasons. One, feels like the right guy has the belt now. And two, I don't think I could have handled another Jones versus DC buildup.
Thank you.
Do you guys feel the same or have different feelings about it all?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I didn't want to see a number three.
No. I don't ever want to see that. Unless he moves up the heavyweight. Like we're saying, if DC moves up the heavyweight, gets the belt, then Jones torments him.
That's
and keeps
awesome.
Telling him, I'm going to come up there and take everything you've worked for.
I think I'm just going to let you take my belt. That's totally a conversation they have. Come on, John. Leave me
it's
alone,
so
John.
It's so brutal because he knows He's got no chance. At heavyweight, does he have a... Well, here's the question then. At heavyweight, does Cormier have a better chance of beating Joe?
Maybe because he doesn't have to cut the weight. I wonder if that's part of the deal. He might have a better chance.
Because look how... When you look at the weight cuts, John said when he rehydrated and stepped in the octagon, he weighed 215.
Okay.
And, you know, Cormier was probably 230 something again. And he looked like death at the weigh-ins. His eyes were super sunken, Cormier. And he got weight cuts killing him, especially at 38. He's probably got no kidney left. Kidneys. Haribo Channel closes out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Yeah.
What would you rather poop out? 400,000 gallons of mayonnaise or one shuriken, which is a ninja star?
I'll do the mayonnaise. 400,000 gallons?
That's so much.
How long are we shitting?
It's about approximately 3.5 years. 400,000 gallons.
Oh, my.
Because... gallon weighs, what, like 8 pounds?
Would that be painful?
Yeah, because have you ever had a colonoscopy?
No.
So you got to do, like, all liquids for 24 hours, and then they give you, like, a big gulp size. Well, I think it's a double big gulp size of some sort of laxative, Pedialyte-type laxative, so you're chugging that thing. You're just shitting your fucking brains out to the point, like, you don't want to shit anymore. It's just pure water. It's like you're pissing out of your ass, like, literally.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's so painful? Brutal. Yeah, it's just, and you don't even, like, want to wipe your ass because you've wiped it so much it's raw. Like, I'm just going to pat my ass.
That's where you need a bidet, man. You just,
it's so brutal. I might just want to shit the ninja star just to get it done.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
But, like, you're going to be so fucked up. Yeah. But it's done with. Which would you rather eat? Chocolate pudding that tastes like shit or shit that tastes like chocolate pudding?
Chocolate pudding that tastes like shit.
Yes.
I'm not eating shit.
Why would you want just all this? Because imagine
if delicious shit.
What if shit tasted like chocolate pudding? You've been missing out all these years.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that.
Two girls, one cup.
Oh, God. It's twice two references.
I know. That's why I like to do it. Would you rather fuck the top half of Michelle Waterson on the bottom half of Felice Herrig? Or a top half of Felice Herrig on the bottom half of Michelle Waterson.
I'll put Felice Herrig on the bottom.
Of course. I don't want to see that face.
No, I don't either.
And I don't want to deal with that attitude.
Right.
She has her own problems. I'm not going to go into that anymore. Fuck, marry, kill, Game of Thrones edition number 2.
Oh, yes. I'm excited.
Okay, we got Ygritte.
Oh, she's dirty.
Yes, she is.
She's a ginger, too.
And Missa Dai. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Uh-oh.
She's not appearing here.
Is it the red? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Not bad.
Can I check?
She's got some nice boobies.
Melisandre.
As long as it's the young version of her,
yeah,
I'm going to have to marry that one.
I'll agree with that.
That's hot. Fuck, that's a good question.
No, she just got naked.
She did. She looked pretty solid.
That one looks like fun.
Yeah.
She's a wildling. You gotta get a piece of the wildling.
If you could marry that, if you could tame that just a bit, that could be a lifetime of entertainment right there. That ginger. I might have to go with the ginger. Mm. Marry the ginger and fuck the Melisandre. I'm gonna kill the one.
Okay. I'll go the other route. But that chick's still dying.
Taming the ginger. That's tough.
Like trying to tame a wild horse. Okay.
As the nuts.
We're into knowledge
section.
Pull up my telephone.
Yeah.
You see this? We have Robot Sumo goes on. Hopefully they won't feed me a fucking ad here and it'll go full screen.
What the fuck?
These things are fucking crazy fast. Sorry.
So good. They have to stay in a circle?
Yeah. And then if you... It's just like a sumo match. But these things fucking... Look how fast that shit is. I don't know, how would you even operate that machine?
Is somebody controlling that thing?
Yeah. And it's weird because a lot of the matches, like, they both go backwards. Ooh, that one just went straight forward.
Oh, damn. Fine. That's so weird. But, you know, they have that show, the Kenny...
the BattleBots. Yeah,
BattleBots. I feel like it's the same kind of thing, except this is... What the hell? That's so crazy. Is this Japan they do this
in? Yeah, I think so. So just it's just like fucking 5 minutes of this over and over and over, but
yeah,
some crazy lettering here.
I like it. It's pretty dope. What are your thoughts on Game of Thrones so far?
Good. Like, I mean, this is, I mean, we started, was it season 7? Right?
7.
Start out super strong. I like how we start out and, you know, my beef with some of the earlier seasons of Game of Thrones is sometimes we don't touch each character. We don't know what's happening with each storyline.
Yep.
So the first show, you kind of pretty much touch every single character and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the second one, obviously, you're going to have a way slower show, and then hopefully this third one will pick up again. But
yeah,
I like where we're going so far. Everything seems to be coming together. Some shit's going to go down at some point.
Feels like.
And then everyone's going to die.
Yeah.
Red Wedding. Part 2. Ooh. Well, they already did that.
Yeah, they have to have a part 3.
Yeah. I got nothing else.
Me and Nita.
Sit down.
That's been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name's Inga Wagle.
Matt Griffith. Plans.